Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is sponsored by GMDice.com. You can never have too many dice.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Not so beneficial.
No. Might be a 3-point. Looking at Let's see what my range stuff is. Oh well.
So I have a ranged attack.
Do you need to?
You could borrow my crossbow.
Do something to help myself.
I don't ever use it.
You should be able, with a minor action next round, you should be able to use your second wind. Because for you, it's a minor action.
Yeah.
It's a minor action.
Yeah.
I have a couple.
I'm not quite where I need to take a second wind yet, but.
Yep.
I'm a little heavier than you are. Apparently.
Anyway, yeah. Well, you also fell.
I fell further, too. I had speed going for me.
That running start.
That's right. Did you see me run towards you?
So I'm curious what would happen if we actually managed to bull rush Mr. Cowrell into that thing.
That's what I was thinking. Or bull rush him off of the glyph, one or the other.
Yeah.
Throw a grain of sorcerer's sand into his glyph.
I'm pretty sure that I'm just going to be pelting him with, like, sacred fire and...
Well, unfortunately, I used that power that slides him.
Yeah. You suck. He has stuff that'll
He's got him. Stuff that, but he's got to be closer to him. I don't know that any of us want to get into that glyph. Probably get sucked in
it's
and
also the idea
say, yeah, we'll be.
We could do something to the altar, but I don't know. No, I doubt that would actually do anything.
I don't know. We could try both.
Might.
Okay. The golem is no more.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. Which means Seth.
Try to use arcane knowledge on the glyph, maybe. See what it is.
Yeah. I did that, but first I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
Okay.
Blast 5, each creature in blast.
Which would be both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Plus the big wiggity worm.
Yeah.
So, versus Calero, I got an 18.
Okay. Versus what?
Reflex.
Does not hit him.
Damn it.
And the skeleton?
Same thing.
That will hit the skeleton.
And the big wiggity worm?
I don't think the big
doesn't
wiggity
matter.
Worm counts.
Here, let me put it this way. There's more than enough of the big wiggity worm to go around.
This is why we need to do all the damage we can to him right now.
Hmm?
10 damage,
10 damage to
the
skeleton.
So take that.
Okay.
And I got a 23 on Arcana to know what the rune is.
Okay. The rune looks like it's a very powerful evil magic circle.
It's magic.
It provides strength to the followers of Orcus. Looks like... any followers of Orcus standing in there get a benefit, bonus to defenses, and they will also regenerate while standing in there.
That's why we need to
push them out of that.
Right.
You are not clear if you could even disable it.
You need to push them out of it.
That is, given enough time, you could probably disable it, but this is really bad news. You can't disable it quickly.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting at. There's no way that you could disable it in combat. Given a couple of days, maybe, you could probably shut it down. But there's nothing that you can do to... It looks like there's nothing you can even do to disrupt it.
But one grain of black sorcerer's sand is for...
I was thinking some spray paint. I mean, just alter it a little.
Yeah.
The books I'm currently reading, all the glyphs you do in white sorcerer's sand, but one grain of black sorcerer's sand is enough to...
To make it go bad.
So, now the light gets to go.
Of course, nobody's quite sure where you get black sorcerer's sand.
Who gets to go?
But
the undead thing now gets to go.
Ah. Ah, yes.
And he's perfectly happy to keep down there and keep bringing death, doom, and destruction down on people. So let's see, who's going to get it this time? You just tried to set Kalorel on fire, so he'll aim at you. Does 10 hit your reflex?
No.
Okay. Another cackling bolt, black bolt, whizzes by you. And Kalorel's like, incompetent!
Yeah, he keeps that up. The white's going to start shooting at him.
Iona.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and, as a minor action, I should be able to, untie myself and still hold on to the rope.
Yes.
And then I'm going to try and gracefully...
I tried that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, when you drop... There's rules for this. It's athletics or acrobatics, one of the two, to drop and not take damage. And we'll just say it sounds like an acrobatics thing, so no, make it acrobatics
rogues
roll.
Rogues had tumbling. Her skills.
Yeah, that's not going to make
Using
it.
Using skills.
Well, what'd you get?
It's a 9.
Yeah, you're going to take damage.
Yeah.
Take a point of damage as you...
Woo!
Like, okay, now if I just...
I stubbed my toe.
Step one, let go of the rope. Step... Oh.
It's reducing damage. It has to be trained only, so you have to actually have it as a skill. And free action if you fall.
Make an acrobatics check and reduce the amount of falling damage you take by one half of your check round down. One half of your check result rounded down.
Are you actually trained in acrobatics?
Because you actually have to have that
train
as a trained skill.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah.
Okay, you take the damage.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you're in a pool of blood.
Okay. But I'm upright? Or did I fall down?
You could shout Kool-Aid on your way in if you wanted to.
Not really.
Shout Kool-Aid. Come on.
Ew.
Okay, no, you're laying flat in a pool of blood. If you want to stand up, that'll be a move action.
Okay.
Okay.
Standing up.
So now you still have a standard left. What do you want to do?
Standard action. Well, I'm going to go ahead and shoot at... should I shoot at Kalorel or the skeleton? Probably Kalorel. I'm going to go ahead and Lance of Faith Kalorel.
Okay.
Let's see how that works. And does a 23 hit his reflexes?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And then I need 2d8. That's a 10. 8. Sorry. And that would be 15, 16, 17, 18, 19? 15, 19. 19 points of damage.
Okay.
Of radiant damage.
Okay. Sorry, didn't realize there's something in Kalorel's things that wasn't called out. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong. The damage that I calculated was wrong. I misread something.
How much is it?
It's less than that.
Okay. Don't re-roll. Just how much was it?
I guess I'll take that. Well, because it's 1d8 as opposed to 2d8.
Okay. Just roll the 1d8 then.
Otherwise, I could just take the 8. Can I just take the 8?
No. How much?
An 8 and a 7. Damn it. It's 7.
Okay. 7 points of damage?
Yeah. I like the other one better. Man. It's terrible that I'm honest.
I will also point out that your magical implement has a special ability. Remember.
Oh, yeah. What is it supposed to do? I'm supposed to get a... I can use it to do something. I have a card for it somewhere.
Okay, you look at that up, and we'll move on to Fangy. Fangy.
I'm swinging at the skeleton.
You're locked in Mortal Kombat. Yep. The undead thing.
Yep. Mortal Kombat!
Do I hear the music?
Sure.
Alright. That's awesome.
And let's do Raping Strike.
Okay.
Move. 16?
Not quite going to do it. His AC is 18.
I get to deal another 1d8 of damage.
And I'm going to mark him.
Once.
He marked me.
Once.
Yeah. I'm going to mark him.
So, can
no.
we just... But it would have been right.
No.
But it would have been okay.
We're not going back to it.
Why not?
Move on. All right, you mark him. Okay. Cowan.
I will go ahead and I have my full stuff, so I do. I will do a second wind now.
So oh, shoot. I meant to do that.
Gain back.
Oh, well. Next turn. Did you do your minor action?
You can go ahead and take your second wind if you wanted. That would be all right.
Okay.
So that's a standard. I have a move and a minor left. I will go 1, 2, 3, 4, and actually step into that thing if anything special happens.
Nope.
And then I'll go ahead and breathe acid.
Okay.
Sweet.
Which would actually go into the portal. It is a 5-square blast.
Okay.
Know what that might do, but hey.
Well, you're about to find out.
It's yes. probably not good that you're standing on that thing. But.
Probably not. But hey.
You feel
we live, we learn. I feel tingly.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Right. This is versus Reflex. So in Calorel, it gets a mighty 17. Probably won't hit him.
No.
Skeleton gets a mighty 8. Won't hit him either. Never mind.
You tried.
So that was a waste of that. I need a dry erase pen.
Did you eat the other one?
No, I never got one over here.
Pens.
All right, that was a move and a minor. You still have a standard left. What are you doing?
I did my standard. When I stood up, I...
Oh, okay.
After I stood up, I did my second wind.
Oh, yeah. Now Calorel gets to go. It would have been nice to see that Calorel, in fact, has action points.
Oh, he doesn't need action points.
He doesn't have action points.
He does, in fact, have action points.
No, he doesn't.
So, what shall we do?
That's a typo. He doesn't have action points.
Calorel...
What combat has he been in?
Special Calorel die is going to start blasting. And,
himself? Okay.
Yeah, has his skull tip rod here that he's going to use to fool! How dare you interrupt my whatever it is I'm doing here! Bam! So he's going to unleash on you. Hold on.
The whatever it is I'm doing, yes. I think that would be a.
That's a sign, man.
That's a consciousness check on his spell right there.
Okay, you are now weakened until you get a spell.
Right.
Save ends.
Oh, I forgot. No, crap. No, it's too bad.
And you take 6 points of damage, necrotic damage.
I would have given I would have given him a plus two to his hit.
And let's see, who else could you... Oh, he'll take another one. And you, fool! Zap! He tries to zap the mighty Seth.
Who's that?
Ooh,
Calorel.
Blowing one of his action points.
Did you guys kill him yet? No.
20... a lot. 31, actually, for your fortitude.
So. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Seth, you are weakened. That means everything that you do until you make a saving throw does half damage.
You can spells?
Yep.
You must channel them through your body.
Hmm. Yep, your attacks deal half damage. Ongoing damage you deal is not affected. Take 10 points of necrotic damage.
Ow! I'm bloodied.
Follow me, one of my Demorcus!
Poofter.
And the skeleton will wait there.
And dance? Is it a dancing skeleton?
So the other skeleton, however, will take a swing at you.
True.
We'll take a swing at the mighty Feng Yi. And probably hit him.
And the party
26 on your AC.
Yeah.
And join Orcus' horde as undead servants.
Take 10 points of damage as he skewers you pretty good.
Okay.
What kind of undead servant do you want to be?
Man.
And you're marked
okay.
Again.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's not in our list.
Chio!
Said.
I will use my movement to stand up.
Death Knight?
Blue. Death Knight, yes. You can be a Death Knight.
A little Death Knight.
A tiny Death Knight.
A minion Death Knight.
Yeah. Crap. You only have one hit. Well, just because somebody did bring up the altar, I don't know if it's going to do anything, but I'm going to head that direction anyway.
Okay.
Jito.
Yeah?
There is somebody throwing death at us from over here.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. So.
What? It's undead. He doesn't care.
I'm going to go sacrifice his body on that altar.
Okay, so you're running up to the altar.
Then I do minor, and so I use move, a minor, and I'm going to turn my standard into a move, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you can do that.
I will charge the altar!
Okay.
Actually, yeah, instead of doing move...
You'll do a charge.
I wonder if I have enough movement for that. Let me check. One,
what's
two,
your move?
Three,
five?
Five. No, six. I do!
That would get you up to it, yes.
Okay.
Pull out my little scythe and...
Alright. Roll to hit the altar.
If I miss the altar, I'm going to be very, very annoyed. I got a... Possibly more than a three.
Wow.
I got a seven. And that's enough. Charge. I got an eight.
That's enough to hit the altar.
Things are looking bleak. Already.
Ha! Chunk.
Our
okay.
Sniper has decided
roll damage.
Not to attack.
Three.
Okay.
Anybody other than a...
You poke a hole in the rug he has over the altar.
It must be a magic rug.
Maybe you should set it on fire.
Okay.
Already?
Oh, I'm at the altar, though. Is there anything on the altar?
There's a bowl.
There's like a protective blood in rune it. Throws you 30 feet.
Back into the vat of blood.
There's a bowl with some blood in it.
Okay. It may be valuable. I'll take it later.
Could be. It's probably bronze. Could be gold.
Did you just say you'll drink it later?
No, he said he'll take it later.
Seth. We're back around to you, Seth.
I will... cast magic missile on Calro.
Alright, roll it.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Yay. Sweet.
Nice damage.
So that's 8. 12 damage.
Okay.
So you're weakened.
So, yeah, I'm weakened, so it's half.
So 6 damage.
Six.
Anything else?
What do you want, Kitty?
Save
all
you.
Me! All right. Roll your save.
Yes.
Alright, no longer weakened.
Come here. Come here, Jonathan. Here. I don't have any more treats for you.
All right. Then that's it for Seth. And the white gets to go. And how long? How far away? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 20. How much range does this have?
Dear God.
What the hell is he doing? If he seems irritated by me attacking this altar, I'm going to attack it more.
25. He can actually hit you.
Did you get a penalty for range?
No.
Sad. Did you get a penalty that I'm very small?
No. He will decide to hurl...
Apparently you should have run the other direction.
Towards him?
You hear this sort of blaspheme.
Technically, you would get cover because he is shooting through now two different squares with our people in it.
Yes, but they're
he's
both
still stairs
on the same level.
On the same level. So there's
higher
some
than
stairs.
We are.
Tito's still floating, or Jazz is floating up there. He's not.
Okay, sure. I'll give you.
I'm just making the argument.
Well,
here.
What's the cover thing? Is it two?
Minus?
It'd be minus two.
Minus two.
Okay, and actually,
sure.
I have a minus two anyway because I moved.
Okay, sure.
Faces. I just don't want to die yet.
Does a 14 hit your reflex?
To die.
No.
Okay.
So far, why are you shooting at me? I'm just breaking your altar.
Ineffectual.
Do you think I'll get cursed if I urinate on it?
Don't know until you try.
Don't know until you try.
No,
exactly right.
Remember what happened last time.
All right, Iona, you're up.
Hey, that ended up well,
turn.
Though.
Yes.
Alrighty then. When does Gaz get to go?
After Gaz gets to go on 11.
Oh, okay.
Gaz goes after Fanny.
Alright. Let's see. I need to move.
My range is then. You're gonna zap me.
Minor.
Alright. I'm going to try to lance a faith hit Kal-El again.
Okay.
Somebody needs to push him out of that stupid circle. Okay, now I don't know which one it was. Crap. Just pull it again. Uh, 17 versus reflex.
Not gonna do it.
I hate him. Somebody needs to push him out of that goddamn circle.
We can bull rush him.
Fang Yi. Mortal Kombat with a skeleton.
Mortal Kombat!
Bop, 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 bop.
Okay, let's do a crushing blow. I'm tired of it already. Ooh, 20.
That'll hit him.
Could do that.
I need another d6.
Standard.
Thank you.
Now, is crushing your encounter or is it a daily?
It's an encounter.
Do you know off the top of your head if range is the maximum range?
Yes.
Or is there. Can you go beyond that with penalties? Nothing's coming up there.
Right, if it's just one, if it's just a range listed, then it's the maximum.
That's max. Okay.
If it has different ranges, it's
26.
It's like something.
Okay,
26
points. He is still up, but
like
he is
bows.
Bloody. Except he has blood.
Oh, like my crossbow.
Yeah. The skeleton is bloodied without blood.
He's marrowed.
He's tattered.
Tattered or something. All right. Anything else, Fangy?
What you should do is pop
over
the island.
I'll yell at Cheetah to stop screwing around.
And use it as cover.
I'm very tempted. I'm tempted to hide behind it and just start breaking the.
Tip it over.
Yeah.
Oh!
And dance on it.
I need to dance.
It is made of bone, and it looks kind of like it's grown out of the floor. Tipping it over might be...
Eric is being a killjoy again. Carpetbagger.
Gaz, you're up.
Actually, it'd be probably easier than stone, though. Well, you did say it's growing out of it. I will get some water, stick some flowers in it, and we'll decorate it.
Decorate it. He's being Martha Stewart over there.
Yes, I was going to say, Tito has become...
Well, if you think about it, what does it take to desecrate an evil altar?
Holy water.
Holy water.
I mean, if you put some flowers on it and make it look pretty, can that...
Sacred salt?
Maybe I'll jump behind it and start worshipping the Platinum Dragon.
What you doing, Gaz?
I'm going to finish climbing down the chain.
Okay.
Nat 20, so...
Okay, no problem.
And that counts as my move, correct? And then that puts me...
You are now standing in the pool of blood. It's all warm.
What is the range on that?
An oozy.
Ooh, it's probably not flowing anymore, so it's getting all chunky.
Yeah, coagulating.
Nope, seems to still be nice and...
Well, that's something,
juicy.
At least. It's gross when it gets all chunky, you know. Scabs up.
Standard minor.
What's the range on a dagger? A range increment on a dagger?
See, I'm wondering if he's shooting at me just because it's desecration or if he's actually... If it's
that's
actually
what?
Important.
Here, I have a dagger.
I mean, I
same
keep
thing?
Breaking it, but...
No, I'm just looking at the range increment, which is what I don't remember.
Sneaking around.
Is that a pit behind him?
No, but...
Or
you mean
Calorel?
This way, yeah.
Calorel? Remember, that thing can reach out, though.
Remember? I know. So I'm short.
That's not
good. Dodge! Dodge and weave! Dodge and weave!
Dodge and weave?
That's what I said!
Push him out of that circle.
Now, Eric, real quick.
Yeah.
Is that a wall or is this a pit?
That is...
For curiosity's sake.
The darkness at the top of the other temple stairs.
They forgot to draw anything
there.
Looks
like a pit. They ran out of ideas.
Yeah. It's another pit.
It's an armoire.
That's something.
It's an armoire.
Bull rush that damn white into that pit.
Get rid of him. He'll probably be like, dunk. Then he'll reach down and bite my head off.
That's what I thought, but... I will.
That wouldn't make a very good white, though.
No.
Possibly a ghoul.
Mm-hmm,
aren't you, like, turning into one or something?
No. Yeah. 5'10".
He told you he's not turning into a ghoul.
Yeah, you don't believe him.
He believes himself.
Yeah, well, he believes a lot of things.
I will turn the standard action into another move to come up there. And we'll call that done.
All death knights, that
as soon as you get in there, a claw comes out of the darkness and attacks you.
Okay.
He's not in the circle,
squares.
Though.
Doesn't matter.
But it can
and
come
so
out 3 squares.
It can come out 3 squares.
Okay.
And it actually has threatening reach.
Mm. What the hell does that mean?
That means that normally reach is non-threatening, meaning if you move within its reach, it can't attack you unless you move right next to it. But if it's threatening reach, all of that reach is threatening.
I see.
Yep.
So.
Bring it.
Ooh, AC 21?
Yes.
Okay. You take... It claws at you. Take 8 points of damage.
Sweet.
As it rips at you. And Colorel actually appears to get better.
Let me try. Shoot.
We need to get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was why I came up, so I could... But the question
Colin.
Is...
I use a move action to... I want to move there.
Okay.
Minor action to mark him.
Okay.
Mark the skeleton. I use a standard action to activate my shield of protection, so me and you, Seth, gain resistance 10 all damage till the end of my next turn. Then I use my action point to do one of my abilities on pain of death on the skeleton, hitting a 17 versus Will.
Okay.
Does that hit him?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank goodness.
Will's a 15. Awfully willful for a dead thing.
For a skeleton.
And is it happen to be radiant damage?
It is divine damage, so no, it's not radiant damage.
Is there a difference?
I didn't think there was a divine
damage. There's,
yeah,
there's
there
no
is.
There's no radiant keyword, so... Okay. 14 points of damage, and he'll take 1d8 damage after making any attacks on his turn once per round.
Until
save ends.
Okay. Calorel gets to go.
Great.
Let's see, who shall be Zab? When I bring forth my army of the dead, you shall all walk before it.
Poofter.
Can I be a death knight? Please?
Shut up, Cheeto!
If your orc is high priest, Orcus really sucks. I mean, really.
To attack you, because you're closest.
Coward.
Bastard. Chicken!
Does an AC 15 hit you? Or, I'm sorry, it's 15 versus your fortitude.
15 versus my fortitude. Yes.
Okay. You are weakened. Disable end. Take 10 points of necrotic damage.
Oh God. Her bone.
Bloody.
And
he's bloody.
He'll also burn his action point. Let's see. You're mouthy. He'll crack you.
Coward.
I got dibs on the
and he will crit you.
Oh.
Coward.
No, he won't.
24 versus your fortitude?
That'll hit.
Okay, you are weakened until the save ends. Take 6 points of necrotic damage.
Jeez. Better than the crit.
Still a coward. And actually, I take no damage. Because I resist him.
Oh, yeah, you do. Excellent.
Is that the best you got?
It washes savage gypsy off.
Savage gypsy lover.
Okay. As I understand it, if the skeleton does nothing, then he won't. Mm-hmm. Any damage,
but he's a skeleton. How smart is he?
Well, the person commanding him is awfully smart. And the skeleton will stay there. Does it get a save now, or does it? Do I wait on saves until later?
It's a save end, so okay.
And he fails his save. Cheeto!
Sweet!
I kill them all. I've got a choice. I can either go die over there, or I can die over here.
What's it going to be, Cheeto? Where do you want to die?
Can I use my Puppet Master superpower on Cheeto?
5, 6. I knocked you over, skeleton.
You could, like, stand behind him, and then we could get him out of the way.
Apparently, Cheeto's not being a team player on this
one. He could be flanked. Hello?
Cheeto's in the down.
I don't want to get hit.
Come on, Cheeto.
Yeah, I don't know. He'll hit me.
You could die anyway.
Yes, but I'm going to die on my own terms.
I don't want to die doing something useful. I'm going to die doing this cowardly thing over here.
Whatever.
I could do
that. I do what I want.
I do what I want. You don't know me.
And all of a sudden, this becomes one giant episode of Jerry Springer.
Yes, well, the power roll is.
Why all you living folk be down on Orcus and his followers. All we want to do is kill everybody.
That seems like a lofty goal.
How bad is that? We just want...
It's really evil, but lofty.
All we want to do is destroy the veil between life and death.
All right.
Oh, only.
That seems fair.
I mean, really.
Eldritch blast on the skeleton. It's over here.
Okay, roll it.
I bet that's going to hit.
I bet it is.
That's going to be a 24 against his...
doesn't matter. You hit him.
Reflex. Actually, it'd be more than that.
Oh, well, in that case, miss.
Yeah. She only hit on a 24. That's the only number he gets.
Yes, it's a special ability.
That would suck.
No, what sucks more is it's a natural 24. So first, you have to have an ability that lets you use a d30 as your attack die.
All right, let me get my d30. Okay, that's going to be 7, 8, 9 points of damage.
All right, that's enough to destroy the skeleton.
Ha ha!
This you one? Never get to kill anything.
No, everybody always takes it, but that's okay. I want to move on to the bigger people.
2, 3, 4, 5.
It's all right.
8, 5.
Yay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Two down, three to go.
No, I have to put the smack on Cheeto.
I have slayed the dragon. Or skeleton, or whatever the hell it was.
Why is the skeleton still around?
Yeah, why is he still there? I slayed him. He is dead.
He is slain.
He is slain.
Put him in the slay bucket.
Okay. Like, if he gets resurrected again, then we're in serious hurt.
Alright, that was Cheeto. Now we're back up at the top of the round. Seth!
I will...
And what are your pants doing this round?
Staying on my butt.
All right.
I will attempt to... Oh, let's mix it up and I'll Ray of Frost Kal-El.
Okay. Roll it.
That's not going to do it. Unless his fortitude is an 8.
No. Not gonna do it. Now the white gets to go. Maybe he can do something vaguely useful. He's got range to hit anybody, so who is he gonna hit?
I was gonna say, if he was seen in Cheeto clear across the board, we're all closer and clear across the board.
That's why I'm hiding behind her.
He can send a grave bolt at
He's hiding behind
anybody,
my skirts.
So...
Uh-huh. It's safer.
You happen to be closest to Kal-El, so he'll target you. Mighty Gaz. 22 versus your reflex.
Yep.
Okay. You are immobilized. Save ends. Take 6 points of necrotic damage.
Yay.
You're in serious, Marty.
Recall, you're also weakened. I don't know if you've saved from that one yet.
I have not. I haven't had a chance to save.
His turn hasn't come up yet.
And, since you're still within 3 of the portal, the thing gets to swing at you. The thing will swing at you. 16, hit your AC.
Well, let's see. Normally my AC is 17, and since I'm immobilized, is that going to change it at all?
No.
No.
Okay, then no.
Okay. The thing tries to grab at you. I mean, it literally tries to grab at you.
Right.
Okay. All right. That was the thing. Iona.
Alright, I'm gonna try to hit Kal-El with Daunting Light.
Okay.
It's versus Reflex.
Okay.
And that's not gonna do it. Shit. Cause he's got a much higher Reflex than a 9.
Yes.
Yeah. Alrighty, and then as a minor action, I'm going to go ahead and cast Healing Word on...
The thing attacks you, and Kal-El feels a little better. Oh, no, not when it attacked you. I take that back. He didn't hit you.
Hit, yeah.
My bad. My bad. Calorel looks like he might feel better and then doesn't.
He so thinks sad. About he thinks happy thoughts and smiles.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna go ahead and cast Healing Word on Gaz. You can have 10 hit points back.
Does that use one of my healing surges?
Yes, you can spend a healing surge.
Isn't it spend and gain 10 hit points back? So spend a healing surge, gain those hit points back plus 10.
Plus 10.
Okay.
So whatever your healing surge is, and another 10.
I'm not bloodied anymore for the time being.
All right, that it for you, Iona?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Gaz. Weakened and immobilized.
I assume I kind of have to save before I would do anything else.
Actually, you save the end of your round.
Even with, okay, so with immobilized, what can I do?
You can't move.
You just can't move from that spot.
But I can still attack.
You can throw things.
If you can throw things, if someone were next to you, you could still cut them. You just can't move.
Okay.
Yes, that was my mistake from last time, too. Immobilization is really just you can't move. It's not like paralysis, it's just you cannot move from that spot.
You're glued to the spot.
Yes.
You cannot move, but other effects can move you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still teleport. You can be forced to move by a pull push or a slide. It's just you can't move.
I've got a question. If someone gets pushed into someone else, does that cause them to move?
You technically really can't be pushed into someone else.
I will.
I guess you could try to use someone as a weapon.
Fly flourish at range, apparently. Calorel.
Turn undead and push the skeleton into Calorel and try to push Calorel out of the spot.
Well,
the
26 versus AC.
Space.
That will
hit it. Probably just move right by. Because like.
Let's say if it didn't, then I'm just saying I quit. I go away.
There you go.
That will hit him. Barely. But I will hit him.
You're a witness on that.
I am.
I'm weakened, so that's half damage.
You take, yes.
So 5 points of damage.
5 points of Calorel, okay.
Ah!
You have to roll to get out of your stuff.
Yeah, now I gotta...
Now you...
Save. 16 versus the weakened.
Okay, not weakened anymore. Let's see about immobilized.
17.
You are no longer weakened or immobilized.
Yay.
Woot!
You take that marker off of him. The gray one.
That was Gaz. Cowan.
I move up to here.
Okay.
Feel all nice and tingly again.
Yeah, except it's not really a nice kind of tingly.
Yeah, that's funny.
No.
Okay?
It's more like that.
Yeah, really. Just sorry, just chills.
That's okay. Then I go up and I will actually Holy Strike the skeleton.
Okay.
I crit on it with a 29.
Okay. Crit with a 29.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, that doesn't auto-kill it, but...
That's fine.
That only does auto-kill on zombies.
14 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And actually, I'm sorry. That'd be... Add another 2 to that. Not bad.
Okay. He's bloody-ish. For someone who has no blood.
He's gooey.
He's crunched.
Yeah. And that's all I really can do. So I'll try to save against the weakened effect now. 17, but I'm not weakened. Yay.
Is that?
That was weakened. That was
weakened? Yeah, okay. Excellent. That was Cowan. Now Calorel needs to go. Sadly, Calorel has blown all his action points.
Aww.
So sad.
I'll sell him some.
bastard.
Okay. My incompetent minions couldn't take care of all of you, but I will.
Can you reach it?
And he will zap. Let's see. Him. Does a...
No.
27 hit your fortitude. 29, sorry.
Oddly, I have a special ability where 27 is the only thing that does not hit my fortitude.
Take 9 points of necrotic damage, and you are weakened.
That's... Damn it.
9, 8, so... No. Weakened again. Gotcha. Ooh, I hate this guy already.
Okay, that was Calrell. The skeleton gets to go. Now the skeleton's going to try and pound you. Try and skewer you. So the skeleton tries to stab you. Let's see. Does a 26 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay. You are now marked.
He takes 2 points of damage.
Is that radiant damage?
I don't think so. Just regular damage.
Take 7 points of damage. His bones crack a little bit more. And he rolls, tries to roll a save, and fails.
And then bloodied.
Cheeto! Last and almost certainly least.
Did he make his save?
He failed his save. And he falls into the...
He falls into
the eerie darkness gate.
Not surprise me that Cheetah wants to stand in the blood.
Yes, it's harder to see him, but he's making all these splashing noises.
The newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.